This is The World Tonight. Good evening, I'm Douglas Edwards, CBS News. The Muslim terrorists who kidnapped four Soviet diplomats in Beirut Monday have lived up to their promise. They've killed one of their prisoners and left his body for others to find. Don McNeil flew to Beirut today for this report.
The body of Soviet cultural attaché, Arkady Katkov, was dumped in a deserted roadway in southern Beirut. He had a 7mm bullet hole in his temple. He was said to have been mutilated. The corpse was taken to the American hospital. The fate of the three other Soviets, kidnapped by a group called the Islamic Liberation Organization, is unknown. Security around the Soviet embassy was very tight, as various militias patrolled after a phone call to a Western news agency threatening to blow it up. The caller said he represented the same organization that claimed responsibility for the kidnapping. The murder is considered a slap in the face for Syrian President Hafez Assad, who had warned of grave consequences if any of the Russians were killed. The kidnapper's single demand is an end to the Syrian-backed attack on the northern port of Tripoli, where they have been pounding Sunni fundamentalists. Today there was a lull in the fighting, and it was believed that the Sunni leader of the town had gone to Damascus for talks. Don McNeil, CBS News, Beirut.
Bet if I told you someone took half the sugar out of jams and jellies and kept in all the fresh fruit taste, you'd know who it was. Smucker's. Smucker's low sugar spreads. Plump raspberries, juicy oranges, red ripe strawberries. All the great taste of Smucker's with half the sugar, half the calories. No artificial sweeteners. Bet you'll feel good about serving your family low sugar spreads. With a name like Smucker's, it has to be good.
Get the facts. The who, the when, the where. You get the fun. And we will take you there. The one, there's nothing like us, TV Guide. The facts, the fun, the one, TV Guide.
Don Johnson and Sybil Shepherd heat up the long, hot summer. A miniseries expert picks the winners. And Howard Cosell strikes again, only in TV Guide.
The facts, the fun, the one, TV Guide.
The French are calling it Operation Seduction. And what they mean is Mikhail Gorbachev's effort this week to seduce President Mitterrand to the Soviet side and the power struggle with the United States. David Andelman begins our report.
There was all the pomp and ceremony of a state visit. Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev arriving in Paris this afternoon to begin his first trip to the West since assuming office. Met at the airport by French President François Mitterrand, Gorbachev drove directly to the Élysée Presidential Palace, where they began a 2.5-hour conversation that officials of both sides said later dealt heavily with international issues, particularly arms control and the space weapons program of President Reagan. At a briefing following the afternoon session, Russian spokesman Leonid Zamyatin said that Gorbachev would unveil tomorrow at a session of the French Parliament details on the Soviet arms control plan, already presented to the United States in Geneva. In his conversations today with Mitterrand, Gorbachev pressed for French support for an end to the arms race in space and on Earth, seeking French support in the Soviet efforts to turn off the Star Wars program.
This is Mark Phillips. Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev didn't allow the Russian hostage crisis to interfere with his official program here, but it was clear it was on his mind. A Kremlin spokesman traveling with Gorbachev said the general secretary had spent most of yesterday dealing with the crisis and that the Soviet Union had asked Syria and some Lebanese groups to try to get the surviving Russian hostages released. Just the fact that Gorbachev had authorized his spokesman to comment on the hostage-taking and killing was a sign of his concern. But on the surface, at least, Gorbachev was not allowing himself to be thrown off stride. He's come to France with the clear intention of trying to drive a wedge between the United States and Western Europe, particularly on the Star Wars issue. And the Middle East drama was not going to interfere with that objective. Still, this is the first chance for the outside world to see the relatively new Soviet leader in action, and they are seeing him perform through a demanding schedule while at the same time coordinating his country's response to another major event. Mark Phillips, CBS News, Paris.
This is The World Tonight. More CBS News in 1 minute.
Hi, sports fans. Biff Burns again with Dugout Dialogue. With us today is center fielder Bo Furbush, who's hitting a pathetic 135. Bo, how are you?
Terrible, Biff. I just found out I'm being traded to the Bismarck Bisons.
Oh, that's too bad, especially since you've already been traded 12 times this year.
It's getting so I can hardly remember whether I'm the home team or a visitor. But that's not the half of it.
Oh?
To get Bismarck to take me, the club had to throw in its IBM Pro printer.
Isn't that the IBM printer that works with most personal computers?
Right. It does up to 200 characters per second. Graphics, too. And it sells for less than $550.
Oh, you seem to know a lot about the IBM Pro printer.
Well, I figured I'd read up on it since we'll be spending a lot of time together on the bus out to South Dakota.
Well, I believe Bismarck is in North Dakota.
You don't think they're trying to lose me, do you?
For the authorized IBM dealer or product center nearest you, call 1-800-IBM-2468 or contact your IBM marketing representative. IBM Personal Printers for the finishing touch.
Rock Hudson died today, a year after doctors told him that he had contracted the fatal disease AIDS. Jerry Bowen reports on the sadness in Hollywood.
There was more sorrow than shock in the Hollywood community when it was learned that Hudson had died in his sleep this morning at his Beverly Hills home from the disease AIDS. The shock came last July when the 59-year-old actor acknowledged he was suffering from AIDS and confirmed what Hollywood had known for some time, that Hudson was homosexual. Hudson's battle against AIDS led to a new public awareness of the disease and the formation of a new national foundation to find a cure. Hudson contributed $250,000 to the foundation, and a Hollywood fundraiser last month attended by many stars raised another $1 million. For three decades, Hudson's image was that of the suave leading man. That's the way actress Jane Wyman remembers him. They co-starred in the 1954 production of the movie Magnificent Obsession.
He was very warm and interested in everything, you know, which makes it for an interesting association when you're working with someone like that.
Longtime friend and actress Elizabeth Taylor described Hudson's death as tragic, and actor Burt Reynolds said Hudson's death marks the end of an era where a movie star really looked like a movie star. Jerry Bowen, CBS News, Los Angeles.
The House of Representatives passed a $105 billion appropriation bill today. It includes almost $190 million for AIDS research. And now this report. This is Mitchell Krause in the CBS newsroom. A strong earthquake measuring 5 on the Richter scale rumbled through Southern California late today. It was centered 7 miles southeast of San Bernardino. So far, no reports of damage or casualties. The quake was also felt in downtown Los Angeles. The World Tonight continues after this.
Well, Billy, how's the old dog walking business coming?
Walk 7 dogs today, Dad.
Ooh, you ready for a partner?
Nope, but I am ready for the Merlin telephone system from AT&T.
What?
Like you got in your office?
Oh, well, someday when you're a big boy, we'll get you the Merlin telephone system because it does make your small business run smoother.
Because there's up to 40 features, right?
Right. Conference calling, automatic redial.
Speed dialing, office intercom.
You bet, son.
Let's call AT&T Small Business Connection. 1-800-247-7000.
We'll give AT&T a call in a few years, okay?
1-800-247-7000.
Then AT&T will customize the Merlin telephone system to fit your business needs, okay?
1-800...
Billy, how much money can you possibly make from an itsy-bitsy dog-walking business?
The bank says $78,542.16.
That's 1-800-247-7000.
Call the Small Business Connection at 1-800-247-7000. AT&T, the right choice.
Stocks down today. The Dow Jones Industrials closed around 1334, down 7.28. The average price down 14 cents on the New York Exchange, volume 147 million shares. Wall Street on this World Tonight.